Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks for the bonus episode. How fun!
This is our first bonus episode of 2024, back by popular demand after our listeners' questions and stories from last year. We trialed it.
Yeah.
It worked.
We tried before we bide.
So now we're going with it.
Yeah, we're full sending.
As always, remember you can listen to the main episode every Monday when it comes out and watch it on YouTube every Friday. This episode is obviously out now, which is Thursday, and will be Thursday going forward, and you can watch it every Sunday. Follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok, and search Staying Relevant Podcast for YouTube, Staying Relevant Podcast for Snapchat.
Pete's done really well though on the front.
And this is a bonus episode, so I will, of course, be swearing. If you don't like that, go... yourself. However, I am still ill, as you will have heard from Monday, so no drinking.
No drinking for Pete today. But what Pete has failed to talk about is this episode is all about you, our listener, our family, our blood.
I mean, you're not our blood.
But yeah, but you're close enough.
Not close at all, but thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in stories. And when I say we've been inundated and we love it. We want more.
Yeah.
Some of them, unfortunately, aren't...
applicable.
Aren't for the airwaves, shall we say, because some of you are tapped.
Yeah, in the best way possible, though.
However...
we've read almost all of your messages in... when we asked you to,
and
you said,
fuck me, did it make me feel better about myself? So, should we start?
This is the coolest thing ever. We're going to read your messages.
I know. And this is actually really fun. I enjoyed it last time. If you remember last time, the first time we did it, we only got through one story because it was a big debate.
Yeah.
There was
incest.
A lot of twos and... there was lots of twos and fros. You know, it was a strong topic and something that, you know, I think needs to be talked about more. And that, like Sam said, is incest.
Yeah, so they were cousins who were shagging. They didn't know, obviously, and we decided that the right decision was actually, because they didn't know they were cousins until after they were, like, married.
Yeah, they heard the episode.
Yeah,
so,
okay, but love wins, is what we're saying.
No, that's what Sam said. I said, stop it, it's weird. So, moving on from that, we started at incest. It can only be uphill from there. All right, so, first one. This is from Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hello, Jess. How are you today?
All right, no, that's enough because it's rhetorical because...
oh, okay, fine. Jess, we love you.
They're not on the phone.
Okay, yeah, I feel like we are.
This isn't a phone in.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Jess, hello.
Okay, just hi, Jess would have done.
Okay.
Hi, Jess. Jess writes in to us. Hi, guys. I thought the idea of a sad corner was the perfect opportunity to say that Sam has ruined my dating life for the last 4 years.
Oh, no.
Brackets. We love the clickbait. She knows what she's doing. All I do is compare men to Sam, and none bring the same energy, golden retriever vibes, or wit that he does.
Yes, baby!
I have twice used the excuse for not continuing a date to a man by saying, not Sam Thompson enough.
Oh, my God.
Leaving them wildly confused and me kind of amused. On the plus side, a few of these men have taken this as advice and are now avid podcast listeners. In brackets, she loves a bracket, doing my part to add to the staying relevant fan base. I look forward to Pete purely roasting me for my terrible taste of men and Sam being just as confused as I am by this predicament.
I'm not confused at all. I completely agree.
Well, how unexpected for you to say that.
This is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I had to push the mic away there because I didn't want to scream too loud because I have been told by the listener I do screech. But that is so good. It's not about you anymore, Pete. That's the beauty of it now. I'm the man. And you shouldn't settle for anything less than high octane energy that almost just puts you out of your misery.
Jess, where shall I start? Firstly, I understand in point what you're saying, that Sam is a very lovable character. It's lovely.
Demon in the sack.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, Zara's been on the podcast. We all know that's not true. But I understand the fascination, and I do. You've got a newfound thing where people are like, I'm just in love with Sam Thompson, all right? And I understand it because you're a fucking great guy. However, that there, which we're going to clip up, is the bit that I'm confused by. Sam is a great person to have around. Sam is lots of fun. Very, like you said, high octane. Lots of energy. Golden retriever. Love that. However, and I'm going to be careful how I word this, for a minute, just stare at the camera. When dating, a big part of dating is sex. Just keep staring at the camera.
I am.
As you watch this...
Even now my face is frozen in a weird way.
This is the problem I have. Completely understand that you'd want to be around Sam and he's a great friend to have. But dating that...
I'm freaking out now.
Dating that would be hell. And you say, Pete, how do you know this? And I'll tell you, Zara's my friend. All right?
Why am I laughing?
You are now a bit of a sort of a guilty pleasure, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You've become a guilty pleasure because everyone thinks you're fucking great.
Pleasure being the optimum word there, though.
And it's not that you're unattractive to look at. I mean, the squinty eye, you sorted your teeth. I know you're balding and you've got... Yeah, but all of that, you're not an unattractive person. You're sort of like a cross between Ryan Gosling and Jedward.
Jeb would need to just leave. Someone actually said Jeb was really attractive recently, I think. Yeah, someone...
Someone that no one here.
Do you know what depresses me?
But...
Hi, guys, quickly. The thought of a sad corner was the perfect opportunity to say that Sam has ruined my dating life. Basically, the fact that she finds me attractive is warranting of the sad corner.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. But I do kind of understand it. I do kind of understand that you are now, you're a bit of a heartthrob from the whole jungle thing. But however, this is more of a, again, there we go. See what I'm saying? So this is the bit that I don't get. Sam, lovable person. Would you want to marry Sam?
Yeah.
Yes, because your life will be filled with joy and happiness and money.
No.
But you know when that, what's that thing? Shag, marry, avoid. Okay, shag, marry, kill. I can't imagine you're high on the list of shag.
Well, you've never seen me in missionary pose. That's all I'll say.
Can you give us an idea?
No.
Listen,
you
did it with Michael Whitehall. No, listen, everyone's done it. Do me a favour now then, all right? Now that you are heartthrob, obviously you are in a wonderful relationship with Zara. We love Zara. Fucking great couple. However, if you weren't, give me something sexy... visually, for the people that are going to watch this on Sunday, but also say something really sexy. Give sex appeal.
Shut up
sexy.
And listen to me.
So let's just, this is Sam now being right. Sexy.
Just shut up and drive. Right.
Sorry, was that...
that was me okay. Just being like, let me go. Let me fly. Let me spread my wings.
Okay.
Stop clipping my wings.
Okay, no, I'm letting you fly. Fly, little birdie, fly.
Okay. Ooh, how about that? Fly, little birdie. Fly.
Okay, you're nervous because you don't know what to say, which is why you're...
Okay, fine. Okay, shut up. Okay, I've walked into a bar. And he said, hey, sugar tits. Wait, 2 seconds.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Ready? Right, wait, no, I've got one. Put that one on me.
Sorry?
Put that one on me. What? Why are all the girls in this room covering their mouths? What's going on?
Okay.
Not okay. Like a Dementor.
So,
Are you Hermione Granger? Because I would be your Ronald.
Are you following up with anything?
No, because everyone who watches Harry Potter will know what that means.
Do you want to play with my magic wand? You know,
oh, yeah. Hold my magic stick.
Do you see the reaction? So, Jess, listen. I apologise for roasting, but you do have terrible taste in men, and I think that is absolutely wild.
Jess, I love you, and honestly, I think that you're going down the right pathway, and I think that eventually you're going to find the right one. And when you do, I want a video message sent in Staying Relevant, because we're coming to the wedding. And we are fun at weddings.
I'll be honest with you, I won't come to the wedding because by the sounds of it, you're going to marry someone like Sam and one is enough for me.
So this is from Anonymous, and this is what I love. It's always best when it's anonymous because you know they don't want to be seen or heard. Here we go. Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. By the way, Pete, say hello quickly.
All right.
No, don't say all right. We're not the builder's site. Say hello.
Hello, Anonymous.
Thank you. A while ago, I was playing Never Have I Ever with my friends and my partner at the time's friends. They were all sharing what I thought to be simplistic stories such as Never Have I Ever Had Sex in Public. And as a result, many of the group would take a drink to acknowledge they had done this. In my head, I wanted to win. I wanted no one else to drink. Surely this is the objective of the game. So as it came to my turn, fate has it my voice had gone. So I asked my cousin to share my story. Never have I ever fucked someone in the rear with a Budweiser bottle. To my shock, nobody laughed, nor as expected did they drink. Now, this story was relating to one of my past partners, and to my dismay, despite my partner at the time drinking to an array of suggestions, he was completely horrified and stormed out of the room, and the game abruptly ended. So my question, because there is a question, is what is the etiquette when it comes to playing the infamous drinking game of Never Have I Ever? Should you aim to win? Now, my favourite thing about this is, I've just realised, the cousin's saying it...
I mean, so the question was, what's the etiquette? My question being, why are you fucking other people in the arse with beer bottles?
I can imagine that happening when you're getting wet and wild.
Can you?
No. Steaming. When you're getting steamy.
You know how things just progress and, you know, you meet a girl or you meet someone and you end up getting on really well and things go really well and you have your first kiss after dinner and then you go, should we get a hotel? Yeah.
The boyfriend's actually probably stormed
out. You go to the minibar, you pull out a beer bottle. Wait. I can see how things just get a little bit wet and wild and these things happen. Are you fucking mad?
The boyfriend's probably stormed out because he's like, you never did that with me. He's like, why have you been doing that with other people?
He's probably stormed out to wash all his beer bottles. More than anything. Do you know what I mean?
I love the way you've gone from zero, because normally those Never Have I Ever games are so mundane. They're so boring.
I mean, the thing is for me, listen, I get it. It's nice to experiment. We all like to experiment. However, a glass bottle in an arsehole doesn't seem sensible. There must be something else of a similar, because I don't know what you're going through, whether it's the girth you like or whatever, but there must be something similar that's a little bit safer. Cucumber.
See, I'm just sitting here thinking
of friends. Vegetables. Vegetables, I think that would be less painful if something did go wrong. Imagine if the bottle broke.
I'm sitting here thinking of the social scenario more than anything. You're sitting there with your fellas. Imagine if they're like a new pair of friends that, like, you haven't really seen before that much, and, like, you want to make a good impression on your boyfriend's friends, and you're like, right, okay, I'm going to say something quite funny. Oi, cuz, say this quickly. And the cousin goes,
cuz.
Right. Well, oi, cousin, say this quickly. And then, bang, bottles and bums.
Well, this is... Okay, so we're on completely different parts of this story at the minute, because I can't get over the fact that someone's put a beer bottle up someone's arse. But you are just... You're fine with that. That's not a problem.
My mind's more the social implication.
That's these things happen. It's... Why have you mentioned it in a game?
Yeah, but also, why has the cousin said it as well?
Because she lost her voice.
Yeah, but imagine, okay, fine.
They lost their voice.
Imagine your cousin going, Pete's Never Have I Ever is that he's got a bottle. It's just not right for the cousin.
Well, no, it's not right for the cousin, but it's not right to be told that by your cousin. Imagine we were cousins. I went, oh, my voice has gone. Sam, just tell the room.
the really good raspy voice there as well.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point did you think, oh, yeah, that'd be
cool? I would actually say that, but that was Pete. I'd be like, that's completely normal.
But in answer to your question, what is the etiquette? Should you aim to win? Listen, you've got to be in it to win it. And if you're going to do something, yes, you should aim to win. However, I don't think you should share everything in a fun, light-hearted game.
I think you should. I think you should always aim
okay,
to win.
Okay, great. Sam, let's play Never Have I Ever.
All right, cool. Fine. All right. Never have I ever. Never have I ever. What have I done that's risque?
Oh, do you want me to tell you what you've done?
Yeah, go on. Go on, what's Never Have I Ever?
No, we can't play this. I thought that was a good idea, and I immediately regretted it because Sam and I know too much about each other that we love to talk about, and it goes into something we like to call the vault.
We love the vault.
We love the vault. You'll hear some of the vault on tour, actually, so keep buying them tickets. But yeah, no, we can't play that. But if your plan, Never Have I Ever, do you just say things that are like what comes to mind, or do you try and win it? Do you try and trump people?
Now, see, my problem is that I just try and be involved. So, like, I just want... So if someone goes Never Have
Sam would just like to play.
Yeah, exactly. But even if I haven't done it, I drink. Because, yeah, I just want to seem like I'm down with, like, the cool people. So I literally, like, sometimes I'll be like, Never Have I Ever done this really risky thing. And I'll be like, oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's take this one for them then, all right? So simplistic stories such as, like, this person said, Never Have I Ever had sex in public.
No.
You haven't?
No.
So you wouldn't drink?
No, I would, though, because I feel like that's quite a cool thing to do.
So in answer to the question, to round this off, for me, always aim to win, unless you're playing Never Have I Ever. In which case, shut the fuck up about your sexual exploits.
But I actually think that it's quite fun as well to be risque and be out there. And you know what? If your boyfriend can't handle it, go and find someone else who does.
Yeah, that's it.
If we're going to carry on doing these bonus episodes, though, we might need you to calm it down ever so slightly on the messages in.
I'm going to be honest with you. Done. Do not calm it down. We want to hear more about you, all sorts of stuff, because it honestly, it makes me feel so much better about how I live my life.
Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best friends, the bonus episode, which we don't know whether it will be coming back now. Thank you so much. We absolutely love you. We are going to be doing loads more bonus episodes, with loads of other different things as well. Thank you.
So in terms of this one, to feature in this one, in our bonus episode, email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Make sure you subscribe as usual. Follow us on Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat. Search us on YouTube. Yeah. I think that's about it. Next listener's episode will be out fucking next Thursday, and let's hope it's another banger, you fucking rowdy, horny, weird, unhinged fuckers.
Beautiful people, we love you. We love you.
Insanity Group.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.